Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. What a blessing, what a blessing. Yeah, what a blessing it is to be found in His presence. What a blessing it is. Yes, what a blessing to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. We give Him praise. We give Him praise. We exalt Him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our reading this day is going to be found in Matthew 7:7. And Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." Glory to God. We're talking about the doors of opportunity, the doors that some have been closed on. The doors will be open. Look at that. It will be open unto you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just give Him praise. We give Him praise right now. We thank Him. Oh, we thank Him for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we're just grateful today. We are grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful, Master. We are grateful. We are grateful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If we don't ever get another chance to get into Your presence, oh God, to glorify You, to edify You. We want to glorify You right now, Master. We want to edify You right now, oh God. We want to lift You up, oh God. Right now, right now. Oh, hallelujah. We give You praise. We give You praise, oh God. We thank You. Thank You for Your Son, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You. Thank You because You saw fit, oh God. We were wretched. We were undone. We were unfit. We should have been nailed to that cross, oh God. But Your grace and Your mercy, oh Lord. Oh God, Your grace and Your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank You, God. We thank You for this day. We thank You. Master, we thank You. Yeah, we thank You. We thank You. We thank You. We come this day lifting up the stewards. Yeah, the stewards. A steward. Master, we come lifting up the gambler. Master, You know what a gambler is. You know that he goes around and he looks for that fix, that opportunity that he can get that high that he needs through that gambling, oh God. Master, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to touch him. Woman, male, whoever it is, oh God. You know their name. You know who they are. And we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to touch him, oh God. To remove the desire to gamble, God. To remove it from them, oh God. To take away that appetite. Oh God, take it away, oh God. The urge. Oh God, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus. We know that You have the ability, God. Look at their heart, oh God. That they desire to be free, oh God. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to give You all the praise, God. We're going to give You all the honor. We're going to give You all the glory that You so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' name, we thank You, God. Yeah, yeah, we thank You. We thank You, Master. We thank You, God. Hallelujah. We give You praise. We give You praise, oh God. Master, our hearts is heavy today. Heavy, oh God. Our hearts is heavy. Oh God, our hearts are heavy today. Master, oh God, we lift up this country, God. Master, we lift up the country. Oh God. We lift this country up, God. We lift it high, oh God. And so we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us, oh God. Help us to call on you. Help us to know you, oh God. We need to know you. We need to have a relationship with you. Help us, oh God. Help us not to be ashamed of you, God. That we can go and tell men, girls, and boys about their reality of serving a true and a living God. Not to be ashamed to go knock on a door. Not to be ashamed to stand and pray with someone. Help us, God. Help us. Oh, God, we need help. We need help, oh, God. We need you, God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. We thank God. Oh, we thank God for this day, this opportunity that he has given us. He's given us a chance that we can come and learn more about him. Yeah, and we're going to do that. We're going to do that. We want to learn more about Jesus. We want to learn more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give him praise. We know that all last week we were discussing, we know we have been on, glory to God, I guess I have so many things that I'm doing, I'm involved in, yeah, but God is God, he's God, we just love him, I know I do. And I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful. Yes, I am. Yes, 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 yes. Truly grateful. I'm looking at my notes, and it looked like we were on the heart. Yeah. We were on the heart of God. Isn't that something, the heart? And how we have been in his heart for a long time. We was in his heart when he created us. Isn't that something? Yeah, glory to God. But we want to go on with our next topic, which for this day, and our topic is giving. Yeah, giving. G-I-V-I-N-G. Giving, yes. And I'm going to go real quickly with the word stewardship. Stewardship comes from the Greek word, I'm going to attempt to pronounce this, the Greek word okomonas, which means somebody who manages a household. Manages means someone that's in charge, someone that is an establishment, undertaking of an administration, to run something, to be in charge. Managers. Household, those who dwell under the same roof and compose a family. Yeah, a family, composes a family. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Yeah. A steward. A steward in the ancient world were trusted in everything from seeing that the floors were clean to the finances to the public faces of their household. Yeah. Did you hear me? I said from the cleaning of the floor. Did you hear that? Seeing that the floor was clean to the finances. Now, that's a broad range of management, huh? So I want you to just turn with me to Genesis 41, 33. And we're going to go through verse 40 and somewhat beyond. And in this verse 33, everyone is quite familiar with our brother in Christ, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joseph. We know the things that Joseph had encountered in his growing up with his stepbrothers and with his father. And yeah, we kind of sympathize with him as we walk with him through all the trials and things that he encountered, knowing how he wanted love. You know, a lot of times we want love from our siblings. We want them to love us, and all they want to do is just beat on us, make fun of us, hate us, and we get up every day with the same old thing on and on and on. But Joseph was different. He was different. Yeah, he was different. So in verse 33, and that's in, I'm in Genesis 41, 33. I'm just going to start right in the middle because I just wanted to bring you up a little bit to what was actually going on and Joseph's character. You know, we want to talk about his characteristics. We want to talk about his character. You know, Joseph was basically, I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, Joseph was called by God. Without a shadow, you could not even say there was any doubt that God had called Joseph. You have no doubt. He was called. He was, for one thing, he had the characteristics of someone that was humble. And when you're humble, I mean, this is one of the things that God requires of us, to humble yourself. Joseph had that. He had that. He humbled himself. He was righteous. When temptation came, Joseph didn't stay. He didn't dwell. He didn't linger. He ran from temptation. Are you listening to me? So I'm just trying to give you a little bit of what we're getting ready to get into, because we're talking about giving. And and a steward in the ancient world, they were trusted with everything. Remember, everything from seeing to the floors were clean all the way to the finances. So that means that was the whole complete house that they were in charge of. They were in charge of all of this. Verse 33 says, "And now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and a wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt." Excuse me. Listen to that. So Pharaoh is looking now. He's looking for a wise man. Mm-hmm. Discerning. Someone that discerning. And so when we say discerning, what are we talking about when we say discerning? When we say discerning, we mean someone that shows good judgment. Good judgment. And most of the time, the judgment that they show is directly from God. They have that relationship with God, and God will instruct them of what to do, when to do it, how to do it, how to go about it. And most of all, they're obedient to what he says. Hallelujah. Look at that. So 34 says, "Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance." Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we see what's going on. It's a discussion that's taking place here. And, you know, when you're over something, some of us could just be over your car that you're in charge of. You're in charge of taking care of your car. Some kids just in charge of taking care of your dog. Some in charge of taking care of the cat. Whatever the task is, you have to have a plan. If you're going to put the cat out, are you going to clean his litter? Or if you're going to take him, do his walk, you got to do it in the morning. You got to do it in the evening. You know the plan. You know the time schedules. Mothers, if you're going to have a family, you know when it's wash day. You know when you have to go to the grocery. You know when it's time to cook. You know when it's time to get everybody up and ready to move. You know this. Why? Because you have a plan. Huh? Yeah, you got a plan. Fathers, look at you. Yeah, when it's time for you to get up and go to work, you have a plan. You know what you have to do. If you have to prepare the night before, you know this. Yeah. If you have to work long hours instead of coming home early, you prepare. You call in and you let wife know, I'm running late today, but I'll be in there. Yeah. So everybody who's in charge of something takes time to get a plan going. Yeah, you take time. So here we see in verse 35, it says here, they should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. So this is the plan. And the plan is being discussed. How to do it, what to do, all details of what the plan is all about. Verse 36, this food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt so that the country may not be ruined by the famine. Sound like a plan? Sound like a discussion? Sound like looking into things that are yet to come and trying to prepare? Yeah, trying to reserve. Yes, look at that. Sound like a plan to me. Verse 37. The plan seems good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. So Pharaoh, 38, so Pharaoh called them. He said, can we find anyone like this man? Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God? Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, this is Pharaoh talking. He wants to know, can we find anybody? Like, this is the question. These qualities that are worthy of searching for, the qualities that are worthy, yeah, worthy to wait for. You know, a lot of times people go on jobs and you hear them say stuff like, yeah, we've had this position open for quite a while. We haven't had it filled yet. You know why? Because they're waiting on that special someone. They're waiting on that someone with those special, unique qualities. Look at that. Yeah. Verse 39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has made all of this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. Look at that. I'm going to run to 40. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. Are you listening to me? Listen to that. Listen to that. Sound like somebody got a plan? Sound like somebody had a plan a long time ago? Yeah. God's plan. God's plan is getting ready to move. It's getting ready to get into operation. Look at this. Look at this. Wow. He said, you shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people will submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. Only. Pharaoh is talking to Joseph. Listen, Pharaoh. Pharaoh did not know God. He didn't know him personally. But notice how he gave Joseph reverence. Are you listening to me? one thing I feel we should all acknowledge with this lesson is, in order to be a good giver, we're talking about giving, we must learn how to be a good steward. Are you with me? We must learn how to be a good steward. Yeah. Because you can't be a giver until you've mastered the stewardship part. Because stewardship teaches how to save and use God's judgments so that you can be a giver. Did you hear what I said? See, you can't be a giver unless you learned how to be a steward. Because, see, in order to be a steward, you have to know how to make wise decisions. Yeah, you have to know how to have limits set. You have to know how to have a plan, and you have to be able to hear from God. Are you listening to me? Verse 42. I want you to really get this. Joseph gave orders. Now let me just, before I start saying he gave orders and what was going on, what was actually going on at this particular time here in verse 42? The famine had begun. It had begun. Yeah. So families all over the land were coming into the kingdom, and they were in need of food. People were starving and going undone, and so much was going on all around the country. So these guys, Joseph's brothers, who had did so many things to him, really the main thing was sold him, but it was all in God's plan. That's what whenever I read that story, it was all in God's plan. You know, a lot of time God have a lot of things in the plan. It's just that we can't seem to understand and go through what he had in the plan. Well, for one thing, the plan that God has, most of the time he don't tell us. He don't share with us what the plan is. But we are usually included in the plan. Yeah. Yeah. So in verse 42, I'm sorry, verse, let me get this right. I said 42. I'm getting excited. And in chapter 42, sorry. In chapter 42, verse 25, yeah, that's where we're going. Chapter 42, I'm just getting so excited over this because it is so true that we must learn how to be stewards in order to be givers. And so oftentimes we're not taught that. I can say this, being a parent, I did teach my son how to save. I did teach him that. I taught him how to take care of his bike. I know somebody would say, of his what? His bicycle, the bike, something that was valuable to him. In order to get a new bike, you had to show that you could take care of the old bike. And then once you were able to take care of that old bike, then you were able to give that bike to someone else. And to them, it was a new bike. Are you listening to me? Yeah. This is the way I grew up. We had to take care of our things. We didn't just get things and then we just destroyed them and thought we was getting something else. You took care of that. And you proved that you were deserving of something else. Yeah. Look at this. Verse 25, and it says, Joseph gave order to fill their bags with grain. Now, when he's filling the bags, when his people are filling the bags, these bags that they're filling are Joseph's family members' bags. Yeah. Remember, the famine is going on. Mm-hmm. So Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain, to put each man's silver back into his sack and to give them provisions for their journey. After this was done for them, they loaded their grains on their donkeys and they left. And it says, at the place where they stood for the night, one of them opened his sack to get feed for his donkey, and he saw his silver in the mouth of his sack.
Glory to God. Now, the key thing for me reading that to you right there, if Joseph was not a steward, if Joseph did not know how to be a steward, first of all, Pharaoh wouldn't have selected him. But God is the one who taught Joseph how to be a steward. God taught him. He was open. He was obedient. Joseph. Yeah. He was obedient. Mm-hmm. In order to learn from God, we have to obey. We have to be obedient. We have to walk in obedience. Yeah. No way could Joseph give to his brothers. He couldn't do it. Unless. As he had done, unless God had predestined. See, Joseph was predestined. He was predestined to do this. Yeah. He was groomed. He was groomed into this position. He was taught the importance of righteousness. Are you listening to me? Yeah. He wore that. That was his shield. That was his shield. Righteousness crossed him into that territory. Are you listening to me? Righteousness. Not just giving in to any and everything. Righteousness crossed Joseph into this, into his destiny. Think about it. Think about what he went through. It wasn't all good. It wasn't all great. Being teased and marked and plotted and then sold and just the whole thing. Then put in prison. It did not feel good. But Joseph, he was a steward. He was a steward. He was a steward because God had taught Joseph how to be humble. He was different. He was special. He didn't try to fit in. He didn't try to fit in. He didn't worry about that. His father knew he was special. His father knew he was different. And long and behold, Pharaoh knew it too. Yeah. So the God that we serve, the God that we serve, he gave his only begotten son. That we would have a right to the tree of life. Did you hear what I said? You can't beat him giving. So I don't care how much you want to dig. I don't care how much you want to try. You can't beat him giving. Yeah. See, it's not a game to God. It's a natural thing that he desires to give you. He desires to give us eternal life. He loves us. There's nothing we can do to earn it. But our job is to be good stewards of what has been given. Good stewards. So we can be givers. Hallelujah. Givers of the word. Yeah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, God, thanking you, Master, thanking you, God, for this day, for the opportunity that you've given us. We ask, oh God, that you show us how to live victorious, and we're going to be careful to give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Sunday evening, God's Favorite Ministry with Minister Vivian George, 7 to 8. And back with you on Fridays. Victorious living. You can do this. The enemy may come and he may tell you you can't do it, but I am a living testimony right now that you can do what God is saying. You can do this. You can live victorious like this. You can live righteous. in Jesus' name. Be blessed.